Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Wow, such strong voices. How's everybody doing tonight? Pretty good?
Blessed.
Blessed. Amen. How about that delicious dinner we just had? Praise God. Rich just nearly scared me to death, but I know it was all in good fun. Good evening. My name's Shamir Holmes. I'm one of the pastoral interns here at Cornerstone Christian Fellowship Church. And you need me to talk louder?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. So my name's Shamir Holmes. I'm one of the pastoral interns here at Cornerstone Christian Fellowship Church. And it's really an honor to be with you all tonight here at Community Dinner. So I did a little activity just a minute ago that I like to call Christmas in April. So if you were fortunate enough to get one of those pieces of paper, we're going to start here on my left and kind of work our way around. Can you read out loud what your paper says? If you have one, we'll start right here at this table.
A broken heart.
A broken heart.
Caught up in sin.
Caught up in sin.
Fear and anxiety.
Fear and anxiety. A bad attitude.
Addictions.
Addictions.
Lack of finances.
Lack of finances. Back here?
No one to lean on.
Failing
health.
Failing health. And I think we got one more.
Dysfunctional family and unsafe loved ones.
Wow. Some heavy stuff, right? So just by a show of hands, I'm wondering, how many people in here know a thing or two about trouble? Yeah, all of us. And with that same theme, how many people can think of at least one thing in your life right now that has you stressed out? Has there ever been a circumstance that you just couldn't see your way out of? And no matter how hard you looked, no matter where you looked, what you tried, your problem was just too big for you to solve. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yes. Sometimes the struggle is real. Now, for this next exercise, can we all just take one huge deep breath in and let it out? Did we feel that? Well, that means that we're living, we're breathing, thank God. And as long as you and I are living and breathing on God's green earth, there will always be difficulties and challenges. No matter how much we run, no matter how hard we try to hide, and regardless of how good any of us try to be, troubles are inevitable. We can't avoid them. And I think this is because we live in a fallen world. None of us is ever going to be exempt or excluded from trials and tribulations and tests in this lifetime. As my grandmother's generation used to say when I was a little kid coming up, no cross, no crown. Sometimes you have to go through in order to get through to the other side. And I can't think of a single person here tonight, especially by the show of hands that were just raised, who actually embraces struggle. I can't think of anyone who easily accepts difficulty or likes to go through, you know, fire and hard times. It's scary, it's painful, it's uncomfortable, and a lot of times it never really makes any sense when you're in the thick of it. It doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that you're flawed. It doesn't mean that you're a coward or any of that. It just means that you are. You're living, you're breathing, you're human, and you have to go through this in life. What I've come to realize in, especially the last 72 hours on this green earth, is that in times of distress, when there's mountains, when there's obstacles, when there's difficulties, there is someone that you and I can call on, no matter what that situation looks like or how bad the circumstance seems. So tonight, I want to encourage you to start using what I call the secret weapon. And I'd like to share just two brief verses with you tonight before we close from Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. It says, God is our refuge and strength. Verse 2 says, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. I'm going to read those two again for us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. This, ladies and gentlemen, is our help. So this message tonight, I would entitle it, Help. Let's just say that. God is our help. Let's say it together. God is our help. So all hell might be breaking loose around you in your personal life. You might feel like you're in the pit and you'll never get out. You feel like you're in the pit, you'll never get to the palace. You can't stand for sinking. You can't win for trying. You can't win for losing. But I want you to know tonight that God is your help and your refuge. He's your strength. He'll never leave you and forsake you. And he's faithful. The psalm goes on to say that we don't even have to worry about anything or be afraid. So to all of those problems that we just called out one by one and name by name and whatever you came in here tonight dealing with or what's weighing your heart down, God's got it and God's got you. I also wanted to assure us that in 1 John 4:4, the scripture says that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. That's good news right there. Because God is our help. God is our secret weapon. But I think the question is, for myself on out, will we let go and let God? Will we actually let him be our very present help tonight? Let's think about that.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never ending. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures, come fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine a light in him, let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine a light in him, let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine a light and let the whole world. Savior, he can move the mountains.
Thank you, Lord. You did conquer the grave. Before we close out in a quick word of prayer, just three brief announcements. For anyone whose first community dinner this might be, we just humbly extend an invitation for you to come check us out on Sunday mornings at 10 here at Cornerstone for our weekly Sunday morning worship service. And then immediately after this service, feel free to join us in the youth room that's directly behind us for the CCF Celebrate Recovery meeting. If you're dealing with any codependency issues, any addiction issues, just life issues, which we all have, you're more than welcome to come. It's facilitated by our very own Reverend Rich Malika to my left. It's an awesome meeting, and if you're in the need of prayer, come through, come visit us. And also, in the gathering room, happening right now till about 8 or 8:30, it's the healing rooms. So there's some strong, qualified men and women of God who are able to pray. They're prayer warriors. If you're going through something in your body, you don't feel well, you need extra prayer for whatever you might be facing, we strongly encourage you, go over to the healing rooms and they will pray for you. They're waiting and willing. So I just want to close with a quote from Joyce Meyer that has really been ministering to my heart, and I hope it blesses you all too. Joyce says this: "The best news is that God loves you unconditionally, and he wants to help you. He wants you to be whole in Christ and enjoy the great life he's planned for you. In his word, you'll find everything you need to discover restoration and wholeness, to be the person that you were created to be. The key is studying the Bible, doing it consistently, so you can continually grow in your relationship with God, one day at a time." Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father God, I just thank you for this night. I thank you for this evening. And Lord, I thank you that your word is true. I thank you that you have such a loving, compassionate heart toward all of us, your children. We're all the apples of your eye, and you want to help us. You want to be our strength, our refuge, our saving grace, Lord. I thank you that just a few verses later in that same psalm, you tell us to be still and to know that you are God. So I pray tonight that there would be some release. I pray that we would have faith enough in our hearts to let things go and to let you take care of them, Lord. We know that there's nothing too hard for you to solve. There's no mountain that you can't overcome, God. And like the song says, you're mighty enough to save and conquer the grave. So we know that the things, the trials and tribulations in this life, you too can see us through those. Lord, I just pray for a blessed rest of the week for each and every one of us. And I just pray for a sweet time of being still and letting go. In Jesus' precious name, all God's children said, amen. God bless you. Thanks for coming out tonight. Thank you. We love you guys.